Today, as part of WXXI's annual Dialogue on Disabilities initiative, we have a remarkable story to share. It's the story of Rachel Flowers, an astonishing musical prodigy. Rachel was born 15 weeks premature. She lost her eyesight due to a condition called retinopathy of prematurity. But by the time she was 4 years old, she could sit at a piano and play Bach fugues by ear. Now just 25 years old, Rachel has mastered a number of instruments and has a flourishing music career. She's with us this morning along with Lorenzo DiStefano, who produced and directed a documentary film about Rachel's life called Hearing is Believing. And I welcome both of you to Morning Edition. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi.
Thanks, Beth.
Rachel, I was trying to describe your music to someone, and honestly, I felt myself at a loss for words. It's so moving, not only to hear you play, but to see you play. It's like the music is flowing through you and you have this smile exploding across your face. Yeah. Is that what it's like for you?
Yeah, even right now.
Right now, just talking about it?
Yeah.
You're not just a gifted pianist. You also play the flute, the guitar, the ukulele, and that's just what I saw on the film. Is there any instrument you haven't mastered?
An instrument I haven't mastered? Well, actually, I got a instrument for Christmas that someone thought that I would catch on pretty easily, but it's still in progress. It's like a cross between a clarinet and a saxophone. Pretty interesting instrument. Ah. It's like an ethnic kind of a flute or something.
Well, just to give our listeners an idea of your gift, I have a clip here from the film I want to play. This piece is called Ambidextrinata. So here it is. Tell us what you're doing here. What's going on in this piece?
Okay. So this is a piece written by a composer named Gary Shocker, and it was written specifically for one person to play the flute and piano at the same time. I had a flute teacher who got the music in Braille notation and also played it for me by ear, and my piano accompanist played the piano part. And then I got to hear a live performance by the person who wrote it. It's a wild piece. A lot of the flute playing is done on the left hand, and on the right hand, I'm playing the piano and moving around in various different positions. And sometimes I let go of the piano to play certain notes with both hands on the flute. So it's a pretty wild piece.
And you're just doing it like you're totally at your ease, just laughing and having a good time doing it. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is in the it's in the soundtrack to the film, too. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Lorenzo, let me ask you, when did you first discover Rachel and decide to make a film about her?
Well, Rachel had certainly was not discovered by me. She was set a pretty significant fan base. Her mom, Jeannie Flowers, has been posting videos for a long, long time on YouTube. They have their own channel. But I met them in January of 2014 at a little club here in Ventura. And a friend of mine, Hans Otzen, is a guitarist. Rachel was in his trio, and he said I should come down and hear the new trio, and especially this young woman on keyboards. So I went down with a good friend of mine, and we were stunned, as they say in England. We were gobsmacked, as it were, you know. And I had made a couple of music films before and was working on some other things. I didn't have any plans to do another, but they lived so close to me, 20 minutes. They seemed interested. Mm-hmm. We circled each other for a couple of months, and then we started filming in April of that of 14, and we filmed for almost 2 years. So it became a real epic, what we call looking the great that exists in the small, you know, the small story, great implications.
Absolutely. Well, let me play, Rachel, just a bit of one of your original compositions now. This is Shoreline. What is your process when you're creating music?
Sometimes I would be asleep and I would have a dream, and I just hear a piece of music in the dream. It sounds like an entire piece, and then, or other times it'll just be maybe a couple seconds or a few seconds of a little idea, and then I would wake up and I would make a voice note, record it, play it on the keyboard or sing it, and then I would just develop it from there. And then other times, some stuff just comes out of my head. I'll listen to a piece of music that I enjoy the music, and it comes up with some cool ideas. So.
And I love the fact that your appreciation of music spans all different genres, from classical to jazz, R&B, rock.
Oh, yeah.
You share the stage with artists like Arturo Sandoval, Dweezil Zappa. Yeah, in fact, this blew me away. This is from the film. You're doing a guitar duo with Zappa here.
Yeah.
What was that like?
That was so cool to play with Frank Zappa's son on stage and keep the legacy, keep Frank's guitar playing legacy alive, because he had a very unique approach, which is unusual for a lot of other players to try to get down. And so I'm always studying his guitar playing.
Well, I'm a Beatles fan, and I loved your cover. I loved all your covers. I loved your cover of I Want You. Do you mind if I play us out on that?
That's one of my favorite Beatles songs.
Me too. And we get to hear your vocal talents here too.
And this is a while ago. You can really hear I was still exploring and just having fun, really, is what it is.
That's Rachel Flowers, a musician with rare talents, and Lorenzo DiStefano, who produced and directed the documentary film Hearing is Believing. It'll be broadcast on WXXI-TV on Friday, January 18th at 9 p.m. Thank you both.
Thank you, Beth. Very appreciative.
Thank you.
I want you so bad.